The Supreme Court of Canada has declined to hear an appeal by Ticketmaster and Live Nation, which face class action lawsuits in multiple provinces for allegedly profiting from third-party ticket reselling. The case stems from allegations Ticketmaster facilitated mass ticket scalping in breach of its own terms of use and policy, allowing resellers to use automated ticket bots to scoop up event tickets beyond limits it imposes on individual buyers. The class action lawsuit filed in BC was one of five launched against the companies in 2018 after media reports about Ticketmaster's activity in the secondary ticket market. The Toronto Star and the CBC published stories about an undercover investigation of Ticketmaster's pitch to so-called ticket resellers at a convention in Las Vegas in the summer of 2018. In a 2023 ruling from the BC Court of Appeal, the panel of judges laid out the background of what spurred the lawsuits in BC, Ontario, Saskatchewan, and Quebec. At the center of the ensuing controversy was Ticketmaster's pitch to professional scalpers on the use of TradeDesk, an inventory software product used by resellers to validate and manage tickets they sell on the company's website. The media reports suggested that the company was touting the software to ticket resellers as a means of facilitating mass scalping, which appeared to violate the Ticketmaster website's terms of use. In BC, lead plaintiff David Gomel claims he paid about $437 for tickets to a Bruno Mars concert in Vancouver scheduled for July 2017. Gomel bought the tickets from StubHub, a secondary seller of event tickets that competes with Ticketmaster. The lawsuits hinge, in part, on claims of a general inflationary effect on the secondary market for tickets, forcing people to pay more than face value, in violation of consumer protection legislation and the Competition Act. The class in British Columbia claims Ticketmaster wrongfully profited by facilitating ticket reselling, while falsely claiming that members of the public would have a fair opportunity to buy tickets at their face value rather than at inflated markups. In its submissions to the Supreme Court of Canada, Ticketmaster argued that its purchase policy and terms of use were agreements with individuals who used the company's website to buy tickets, rather than representations to the public at large. The company claimed the BC Court of Appeal got it wrong when it allowed the class action to move forward by turning a consumer contract into a promise to a market at large. Ticketmaster claimed in its Supreme Court of Canada submissions that the lawsuits it faces have the potential to impact every business operating an e-commerce platform in Canada by vastly enlarging the kinds of claims they may face. The company claimed that hearing its appeal would give the High Court an opportunity to provide guidance on whether website terms of use are a sufficient factual basis for claims of misrepresentation to the public. The Supreme Court of Canada dismissed the company's request to hear the appeal, upholding the BC Court of Appeal's July 2023 ruling. The company's lawyer, the BC law firm representing the class and lead plaintiff David Gomel, did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Read also: Ticketmaster to pay $4.5 million for misleading prices. Read also: U.S. Senators grill Ticketmaster after Taylor Swift fiasco.